Hey guys, welcome to Sports Spectrum's weekly devotional here on the Sports Spectrum podcast. Let's get to Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It and hear what this week's devotional has to say.
There's an ongoing concern in the NBA that the refs make countless questionable decisions, especially during the last 2 minutes of games. Instead of getting involved by making the right calls, refs often choose the no call and let players keep playing by swallowing their whistles in crunch time. Being a professional ref must be difficult at the end of a game, but nobody wants to see their team lose after a blatant missed call. Recently, the Pistons lost the game to the Knicks after the refs didn't call a foul that was clearly happening right in front of them, and instead, they stood there watching without blowing the whistle and just looking the other way. This concept of swallowing the whistle or choosing the no call can also creep into our own lives. Are we seeing a player get clearly fouled and doing nothing about it? If we look with open eyes at our friends, coworkers, extended family, neighborhood, and city, there are plenty of opportunities to blow the whistle, so to speak. Yet we often choose to swallow our whistle by not getting involved or not trying to make a difference. We all witness people in pain. There are problems and injustices taking place every day, from the homeless to impoverished children to abused women to addicts to the moral decay of society and the breakdown of families. It's overwhelming. But unfortunately, we are all guilty at times of making excuses for why we can't reach out or help find solutions to these ongoing problems. We see what's happening, but sit here silently and look the other way. However, Isaiah 1:17 says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause." Although this is a strong charge that is challenging to address, we must ask ourselves if we'll continue turning our heads and swallowing our whistles or choose to open our hearts by asking God to show us how we can personally contribute to creating change, even if it's in small ways. 1 John 3:17 and 18 asks this question, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." Today, as we follow Jesus, let's take a step forward by allowing compassion and love to motivate our response to injustice and the fouls we see in life. As we seek to do what is right, let's choose to be obedient when God prompts us so we don't look back on our lives and admit we mistakenly chose the no call. You can unpack that. I'm Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It with your Sports Spectrum weekly devotional.
Thank you, Bryce, for this week's Sports Spectrum weekly devotional. You can sign up for our Sports Spectrum devotionals right on our website, sportsspectrum.com. And our daily devotional, Monday through Friday, on our website can be delivered right to your email inbox when you sign up. You can do that right at sportsspectrum.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys with a brand new episode of the Sports Spectrum podcast coming your way next time.